This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. We're a little late today. Had family visiting last couple of days and had to make a run to the airport. So I appreciate your patience in waiting for today's update. Topic number 5 today, Twitter. Leave it to billionaire Elon Musk to push the Russia-Ukrainian war off the headlines, or at least the top of the page here in the United States. As you know by now, he purchased Twitter for $44 billion last week, and liberals are freaking out about somebody who believes in free speech, or at least says he does, taking over Twitter. Typical of liberal responses was the broadcast by MSNBC host Ari Melber late last week, where he went on the air and actually warned his viewers that under Musk, Twitter could, and I quote now, secretly ban one party's candidate or turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even know about it until after the election. Hello? This is exactly what happened to Donald Trump and into the 2020 election, and has been happening to conservatives, and especially conservative Christians, for years on social media. So it only is a problem when the wrong kinds of voices are amplified. And in fact, what we are seeing now is a hue and cry from liberals in the United States and around the world that free speech is a bad thing. You can't have uncontrolled speech because people might get the wrong ideas. They might start thinking for themselves if we don't kind of control them and guide them. And former Treasury Secretary and Labor Secretary Robert Reich said Musk and his apologists say if consumers don't like what he does with Twitter, they can go elsewhere. But where else would consumers go to post short messages that can reach millions of people other than Twitter? Again, I say, hello? Liberals have been saying this about conservatives for years. Well, if you don't like what's going on Twitter, create your own platform. Well, yeah, they did that. And then Parler got yanked off the air by Amazon Web Services, which was providing hosting for Parler. It's back online now, but that basically kneecapped that particular service. This is really remarkable to watch, as liberals really make it clear that they are the fascists they claim to hate. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey tweeted out that Congress must pass laws to protect privacy and promote algorithmic justice. Algorithmic justice. Now, Elon Musk has said he's going to make the algorithms that Twitter uses to curate the feeds open source so that everybody can see what's going on under the hood. We'll see. But apparently, liberals believe that if only we had better content moderation, better content moderation would have meant we would right now be enjoying Hillary Clinton's second term as president. Well, anyway, the bottom line is this, though. As Christians, just remember, Elon Musk didn't become one of the world's wealthiest men by promoting Christian values. He's taken the golden ticket. And so while it's amusing to watch the angst of progressives right now, we're just trading one gatekeeper for another. Topic number 4, Russia. It's a bad time to be a Russian oligarch. Two of them, both linked to the gas giant Gazprom. Apparently, investigators say, murdered their wives and daughters before killing themselves. This was within 2 days of each other last week. In both cases, the alarm was raised by the couple's surviving or the family's surviving child. But these are not the only two who have died in recent weeks. At least 4 other Russian oligarchs are known to have died under strange circumstances since the beginning of this year. Three of them are reported as murder suicides, where the men killed their families and then hanged themselves. The other 3 also believed to be suicides, but who knows? Besides pressure from the West on these Russian oligarchs, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has appeared to target the billionaires as well. He ranted about westernized Russians last month, saying, quote, I do not judge those with villas in Miami or the French Riviera or those who can't buy with oysters or foie gras or so-called gender freedoms. The problem is they mentally exist there, meaning the West, and not here with our people in Russia. And then Putin went on to call for a self-purification in Russia. It's unknown exactly what that means. But again, just keeping track, at least six Russian oligarchs known to have died under strange circumstances since January 1st. Topic number three, Hunter Biden. More information coming out about Hunter Biden. And again, the question to ask, A, is it true? Questions, rather. B, why is this coming out now? Who benefits from us getting this information? His top business partner met with then Vice President Joe Biden in one of 19 visits this partner of Hunter Biden's made to the White House between 2009 and 2015. This is according now to information from visitor logs from the Obama administration. Eric Schwerin, former president of Hunter's now dissolved company Rosemont Seneca, met with Joe Biden on November 17, 2010, just as Hunter was busy striking multi-million dollar deals overseas. This according to the New York Post. The logs revealed that Schwerin made a total of 19 visits to the White House during Biden's vice presidency, with nine of those visits including meetings with Biden himself, members of his staff, and members of Jill Biden's staff. Question is, who gets that kind of access to the White House? Except through a family member. Schwerin wrote in an email that's been released now, to Hunter Biden, that is, JRB Future Memo, that's Joe R. Biden, that he'd gotten in touch with Vice President, then Vice President Biden, was eager to talk business. Quote, your dad just called me. He could use some positive news about his future earnings potential, end quote. Again, some of the media reporting this, most of the corporate media ignoring it, but the fact that it's out there at all is notable. Senators Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson calling for an investigation into the Biden's business dealings. We'll see if this actually happens when the Republicans take back the Senate this fall. Topic number two, how did we get here? I mean that in the metaphysical sense. Now, you and I know God spoke all things into existence, but that's not a good enough answer for most secular scientists. Using new sensitive analysis techniques from Hokkaido University, scientists there detected organic compounds that they say form the very backbone of the nucleic acid molecules common to all life as we know it, DNA and RNA. The researchers analyzed three carbon-rich meteorites, the Murchison meteorite, which landed in Australia in 1969, the Murray meteorite from Kentucky, 1950, and the Tagish Lake meteorite, which fell to Earth in 2000 in British Columbia. There are two main classes of nucleobases, pyrimidines and purines, and thanks to the sensitivity of the analysis, the authors of the new study detected several pyrimidines in the meteorite samples that had previously escaped detection. And so they reason, DNA and RNA just sort of self-assembled, which leads to life as we know it. This is called panspermia. Of course, this is rather like saying that we've detected the evolutionary origins of the modern automobile in nails that were in use thousands of years ago in the Middle East. Because, you know, it's a long, pointy metal thing that securely fastened one thing to another thing. And from there, obviously, because we now have automobiles, the nail evolved into the screw, from the wood screw into the metal screw, and from there bolts, which then necessitated the emergence, the evolutionary origins of nuts and washers to hold things to other things, and voila, there you have an automobile. That's essentially what's happening here. The argument is, no matter how scientific you make it sound, that life spontaneously emerged from dead life, dead matter, or what is called abiogenesis. It's no more scientifically sound than the ancient belief that if you left a pile of laundry in the corner for a while, it would spontaneously generate mice. Because, you know, you'd go to the pile of clothing and, oh, there's mice in it. So they must have just emerged. That's what we have here. But this is the narrative that they are teaching our children and grandchildren. Coming up, archaeology is cool and hilarious. That's next on 5 and 10.
Satan is setting up the end times beast system as we speak, but the church is fighting back. Skywatch TV is proud to present the David Heavener special offer. When you order David Heavener's new books, End Times Investigations with David Heavener and True Power from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Ali Henson and Donna Howell's jaw-dropping expose entitled Occultianity on DVD, where they detail how the complacency of the mainstream church has allowed it to be subtly transformed into a cult. With over 35 years as a Hollywood filmmaker with experience in mental health, David Heavener has very unique insights into the dark underbelly of the movie and television industry and is ready to reveal how the media machine as a whole is one of the main tools setting up the final beast system of the Antichrist and Satan himself. In his book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener, you will learn about the Hollywood Mind Control Machine and the Deep State's new media partner. The associations between antipsychotic drugs, shock therapy, and the film The Exorcist. The connection between Jeffrey Epstein, the Holocaust, and if German scientists are still doing Nazi-esque procedures today. And the demonic connection between Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and many other demented criminal minds. Also included in this special offer, the new book, True Power, a war manual for every soldier in God's army. In these perilous times, more are in danger of being deceived by lying signs and wonders than ever before. In True Power, you will discover the power of fearing the Lord, the origin of true power, if you ever sold or traded away your power, and the power of the Watch Warrior. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you will also receive Occultianity, how the End Times Church is forming now in preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive DVD, Donna Howell and Allie Henson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The David Heavener Special Offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, ancient hand grenades. Yes, ceramic pots from the 11th and 12th centuries in Jerusalem, in other words, the Crusader era in ancient Palestine, may have been used as hand grenades during that period of history. This is according to a new study that analyzed four potsherds found back in the 1960s and showed that one from a piece of pottery like that may have contained explosive material. Previous studies into these spherico-conical archaeological artifacts, which are found in museums all over the world, had basically concluded that these were just used as beer drinking vessels, containers for oil, containers for medicines, containers for mercury. But the latest research, led by Griffith University in Australia, found that a vessel with a stoneware pot with very thick walls and no decoration had residue that points to explosives. May have been used as an ancient hand grenade. Sulfur detected on the inside of the pot, along with mercury and magnesium, in much higher concentrations than found in the surrounding soil. An ancient hand grenade from the time of the Crusaders. Now, of course, when I saw this, because I have an odd sense of humor, and perhaps you're following along here, my first thought was, they've discovered the holy hand grenade of Antioch. That's a reference to Monty Python and the Holy Grail, if you're not familiar. And of course, by consulting the Book of Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 through 21, we read, first shalt thou take out the holy pin, then shalt thou count to three, no more, no less. Again, archaeology is cool, and sometimes it's hilarious. Well, we'll talk archaeology and many other things during the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference, The Unveiling, which launches in just a few weeks. More than 24 cutting-edge presentations from world-class speakers, and we're hard at work on production here at the SkyWatch TV studios, turning some of these into, mini-documentaries. I was looking at Drew Graffia's presentation this morning on the wilderness and the significance of the wilderness in the Bible, not just as a place where you went for trials and testing, but as the haunt of demons. And he is turning this into a mini documentary. And of course, Tom Horn's presentation on transhumanism, the idea that we can become as gods through science, well worth the price of admission. And now, as an added bonus, you get access to all of the documentary films from Skywatch Films, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, Tom Horn's Secret Destiny of America, Belly of the Beast, which basically on the ground in Washington, D.C., shows you the occult symbolism and the art and architecture of the of our nation's capital. Inhuman, the award-winning documentary on the transhumanist movement. You get access to all of those as well during the 90 days of the conference, which begins at midnight Central Time, U.S., on May 13th. So sign up now. Take advantage of the presentations and the five documentary films from Skywatch Films. You'll find out more online and sign up today at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. During the month of April, your final week to take advantage of this special thank you for your gift of any amount during this month. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you book one of the Red Wing Saga. And this is the fiction series written by my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert, that teaches spiritual warfare and does it with just, well, she is a master storyteller. There's no other way around it. Blood Lies, book one of the Red Wing Saga. We will send you a copy for your gift of any amount during the month of April. Find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us toll free 844-750-4985 or scan the QR code on your screen. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about Satan's hold on Hollywood. Hollywood insider, nicknamed the King of B-Movies, David Heavener. He's had a remarkable career and a remarkable testimony. David talks about his two new books with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. Josh Peck and I sat in on the panel for that discussion. You'll find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV and all of our over-the-air content at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Apple TV or Roku, add the Skywatch TV app to your set-top box. It's free, it's easy to do, and you get all of our video content that way on your schedule, or download our free mobile. In fact, do both. Add the Skywatch TV mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, because not only do you get our video content there, you get important news three times a week and a schedule of our upcoming events as well. The mobile app works on iOS and Android devices, also Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and we've got links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at our website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.